New Yorkers are used to shutting out all kinds of distractions. We wear our headphones, we read our books. But now, one arts group in the city wants us to tune in, and they're inviting 8 WNYC listeners to be a part of a new project exploring Brighton Beach. Todd Shalom is the director of Elastic City, a performance company based in Brooklyn. He's here along with our regular art critic, Carolina Miranda. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So, Carolina, you typically cover the visual arts for us, but you wanted to highlight Elastic City's so-called sound walks. What is it about them that got you so worked up?
Well, I think there's something exciting about really sitting down and paying attention to the types of noise that are going on around you. And I know that the first time I met Todd and spoke to him about what Elastic City did, he said, let's take a minute to figure out what's going on. Are the noises we're listening to natural? Are they man-made? Is it the hum of the air conditioner? Is it children playing? And it really makes you so attuned to the environment and the types of things we hear but we don't listen to.
And what kinds of walks have they done in the past?
Well, everything from searches for vintage fonts to sound walks to, I believe there's an artist working on something related to homesickness, which I think sounds really exciting and I'd like to do.
So now this walking tour of Brighton Beach, it's not like a regular walking tour. What'll happen on this walk, Todd?
Well, I call them walks as opposed to walking tours. I say that because a walking tour is generally something more factual or information-based. And while we impart information, it's really not about, you know, memorizing facts of the area. It's really more experiential. So it's an active listening walk, and we're also going to be creating poetry on the walk.
Now, what if nothing happens while you're walking around Brighton Beach? You're not thinking, you know, things are just not making noise or something.
Everything is making noise, actually, or many things are. It's a question of there are some things we know that there are sonic events that will happen. I mean, you know, a car will pass us by, for instance. But it's really about, you know, listening more keenly to what's going on around us. Like Carolina was saying, the sounds of the air conditioners, for instance. You know, each air conditioner has its own unique sound.
And I guess different air conditioners make different notes and different tones and different, you know, vibrations and everything else. Carolina, this sounds like a pretty subtle experience. I mean, do people really have the patience? Do New Yorkers have the patience to wander around like this in their own city?
I think they do, because I think what a tour like this does is it makes you see the city the way artists see the city. I mean, I think one of the interesting things about I'm married to a painter is he'll go to the beach and he will see patterns of color. I just see the beach and the waves. Hanging out with someone like Todd, I will hear the lady next to me yakking on her cell phone. He will hear this entire symphony of sounds that's going on around him. And I feel as if being with someone like him, he can just completely open a world into something you hadn't seen. So I think if people are really into sort of experiencing the city as an artist, this is definitely an experience for them.
I've been speaking with Todd Shalom of the performance group Elastic City and art critic Carolina Miranda. They're inviting 8 WNYC listeners to join a free Elastic City tour of Brighton Beach. Details about how to be a part of it are on the culture page. Just click on culture at WNYC.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.